Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week, I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this.
Hello, gorgeous screenwriter and filmmaker. How are you today? I hope you are doing great. I have had such a good week working with lots of my people in Write Your Screenplay and in the network and with my private clients too. But this week in the Write Your Screenplay in 8 weeks, it has just exploded. It's been so exciting to see that we're now 6 weeks into the new version of the course being out. So a lot of people are working through it at the moment and they're up to week six. And so many people are just hitting their targets and they're so excited. And nothing makes me happier than people doing what they were born to do and discovering that they can do it. And it's like, oh my God, this is working. I'm up to page 50. It's amazing. I'm having so much fun. It makes me so happy. I also actually this week, I did have to postpone my Q&A for Write Your Screenplay because I had a funny little glandular thing this week, but it's passed. I'm feeling like miraculous. I'm like, it seems to have passed, which is amazing because I was like, oh no, I think I'm getting sick. But I haven't got sick. So I just want to say thanks to my people in Write Your Screenplay. I rescheduled our event till next week and thank you for your understanding because I think it was the right thing to do because I don't think I'm getting sick or sick. So yay. So happy. Now then, I have just launched a new free masterclass. And if you want to write a screenplay, get in it. It's on the 7 steps to writing a standout screenplay. And you will find it at dianebell.com/writeyourscreenplay. So head over there, get into that free class. You're going to love it. It's so much fun. Let's get that screenplay out of your head and onto the page. Now for today's episode, what I wanted to have a chat about was what it really takes to succeed. And I want to have some real talk and I want to have some tough talk with you because this has been coming up to me in a few different ways recently. And I think a lot of us are a little too soft on ourselves sometimes or under the impression that to create massive success as a screenwriter doesn't really require that much effort. And I just want to really reframe this for you in a positive way, but also really in a way that makes you excited to do the work. Creating success at anything, like really epic success, massive success, is not an undertaking that is done in a short period of time or that is necessarily easy. And I think the mistake that we make is we look at some people who are having success at it and we think it was easy for them, or it is easy that they just wrote a screenplay and they sold it. And the next thing you knew, they were winning an Oscar. And that could happen to me too. And it could happen for you. And there are certain stories like that where somebody literally wrote their very first screenplay and won an Oscar with it. Callie Curry, I'm thinking of Thelma Louise. Also Diablo Cody for Juno. I'm sure there's other ones. But let's be honest, even with those people that we could bring to mind, I am sure there's a lot more to their story. Now, think about it if you're an athlete and you wanted to win gold at the Olympics. You know what that's going to take. You know what that means. That's not a small undertaking. That means you're going to have to be dedicated. You're going to have to be disciplined. You're going to have to put in the hours. You're going to have to keep going when it's hard. You're going to have to keep going when you're exhausted. You're going to have to keep going when you're missing people's birthdays. You're going to have to keep going when it's like your whole life is just that and you want to quit. And that's what it's going to take for you to win gold. Winning gold at the Olympics is not going to happen by you just sort of like once in a while running around the track and feeling kind of good about what you're doing and getting on with your life in every other way. It's going to require a lot more. I think we all know that, right? And it's funny that we know that about, say, winning gold at the Olympics or becoming a classical musician, you know, a soloist classical musician. My God, we know that's going to take so much. But somehow when it comes to writing screenplays, a lot of us seem to have this idea that we have an idea for a movie. It's a great idea. And now I'm just going to write it down and it's going to be a huge success. And to be honest, I'm just going to offer you today gently and kindly that if you really want to succeed at this, I want you to start thinking more like an Olympic athlete. I want you to start thinking about, how do I really dedicate myself? How do I really devote myself? How do I keep getting better at my craft? How do I keep getting better at everything around us? How do I really raise the level so that I become undeniably good at this? So that it's not even a question that's up for grabs. How do I commit to that path? And through that, I have this little formula that might be of help for you. I shared this on my Instagram recently, and this is actually from yoga originally. And that's that thing. This is what I'm saying. What we need in order to succeed is the same in everything. So if you want to be a really great yogi, which in my book just means somebody who is very unified, but in order to create that unity in yourself through yoga, this is what it requires. And in my opinion, this is what it requires also to be a successful screenwriter. First of all, you have to be devoted to it. What does devotion mean? It means that you're absolutely, endlessly committed to it. You're in love with it. You're in love with the process of it. This is not just about getting results. This is not just about the show of it. This is about living it. This is about every day showing up to your page, to your final draft or your fade in or whatever you're using, and enjoying that process of working on your scripts and working on getting better at it. It's also about being devoted to cinema or TV and actually just loving the art, loving the form of it, and learning all the time and growing all the time and really thinking about what you are contributing to the conversation. And I feel like every time you write something or create something, you're contributing to this ongoing body of what cinema is or what TV is. And it's like, what are you contributing to it? What is your unique contribution going to be? And that all comes through your devotion. Now, the second thing that you need to be is determined. And determined is like that athlete who's like, I'm going to win gold. I am determined. And that means I will not rest. That means I will get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That means I will stay in the pool for 7 hours a day swimming laps so that I can become the best at this. That means I will not give up. That means I'm all in. And I think that determination is so essential, because if we're a little bit half-hearted, and I see quite a lot of people who are, it's like, yes, you know, I have this great idea for a movie. Fantastic. It's going to take a lot more than that for you to actually write it and for you to get it made. You have to be determined. And that means when people say no to you, you don't give up. That means when you get rejected, you don't quit. It means you keep going, okay, what do I learn here? How do I make this better? How do I improve how I'm actually putting it out into the world? You keep working at it because you are determined. And determined means you do not quit. You're going to keep going until you get the result that you want. Now, the next D that I have for you is dedicated. And dedicated means, again, you're dedicated to your own growth. You're dedicated to getting better. You're dedicated to doing the best work that you can. And I think so many of us, I've written one draft, I've written two drafts. I was like, oh God, I don't have to write another one, do I? I'm just going to say right now, it takes what it takes. And sometimes it takes 20 drafts to get there. Oh my God, I've already been trying to do this for a year. Yes, yeah, sometimes it takes 10 years. Sometimes it takes 20 years. Are you dedicated to it? Dedicated means that you are unfaltering, that you're going to keep going, that you're dedicated to yourself on this path and onto growing yourself. Now, the next thing that it really requires is another D, and it's discipline. I know a lot of us have a very funny relationship to that world. Oh, don't talk to me about discipline. I'm an artist. I'm a free spirit. Leave me alone. But the truth is, you do need some discipline in order to create the success that you desire. And it's discipline with your time so that you actually show up and do the things you say you're going to do. It's discipline with your mind so that you control your mind and the stories you're telling yourself when things are not working out the way that you want them to. And trust me, they're not always going to work out the way you want them to. Every stage of this journey, right? At the beginning, when you're just trying to actually get something on the page, you're going to have to deal with all those thoughts that are saying you're not good enough. And it takes mental discipline to ignore them and keep writing. later on when you're getting rejected and no one cares about your work, it's going to take mental discipline to keep going, to keep learning, to keep growing, and to keep faith. So discipline is absolutely essential. And it's not just, as I say, the discipline of showing up, of creating time every day to do the work. It's also the discipline of managing your mind so that you don't become jaded, so that you don't become bitter, so that you don't become frustrated and despairing and all those kinds of things. But you really see that this is a long game. To create success as a screenwriter is not something that's just, as I say, a whim that's just gonna, okay, I'll just knock out a screenplay and suddenly I'll be at the Oscars. But do you realize this is a craft, this is an art, and it's going to require you to step up. It's going to require you to become like an Olympic athlete as concerns your screenwriting. And so those four D's, to me, they really contain the essence, the guide for what it takes for you to succeed. And just as a recap, it's devotion, determination, discipline, and dedication. And I see two of those as being the masculine elements of it, of creating success. And that's determination and discipline. And that's that grit and that never giving up and that always pushing yourself to the next stage. And then I see dedication and devotion as being the more feminine aspects of this, the part where we just love it for itself, where we lean back, where we trust, and we really are in service to what we are doing in a beautiful way, that it's not about pushing or striving, but it's really about rejoicing in what we're doing. And it's through that rejoicing in what we're doing that I think we create our biggest successes. When we're not just doing it for the result, that we're thinking, okay, if I write this, then this will happen. And when that doesn't happen, I get annoyed and I get upset and I feel like I failed. But instead, I'm like, I'm just here doing this because I feel called to do it. And I'm just going to enjoy doing it. I'm going to enjoy the process and I'm going to delight in it every step of the way. And I know that I'm not ultimately in control of the results of my actions. I don't actually control whether this script sells or not. I don't actually control whether the script gets made or not. I don't actually control if people love it or not. I don't actually control if the critics are going to like it or not when it comes out as a movie. I don't control those things. I don't control whether it's actually a good movie or not. I don't control the outcomes of my actions, but I do control my actions and I control the intention behind my actions. And if I can focus on those things and make sure that I'm enjoying those and I'm really like, I'm living them, I'm in them and they're meaningful, then that is what matters. Because ultimately we won't control the results. You don't control whether you get the gold medal in the end. What you do control is, did you show up with determination, with discipline, with dedication, with devotion? Did you show up and give it your all? Give it your all to win. Put yourself fully in it. And on the final day, do you get the gold or not? That's not in your control, but what is how you've lived up until that moment and how you approach this whole game. Because I see this as a game in a sense. I see life as a game. And it's like, how are you choosing to play it? Are you going all in? Are you playing it with all your heart? Or are you playing it in a half-hearted way? Are you playing it in a way that keeps you safe, that yeah, you don't risk losing too much, but also you don't really risk winning either. And I think this is one of the things about it, that in order to win big, we have to risk a lot. And often for us as screenwriters, what that really means is we have to risk a lot of time and commitment to making this happen, because it won't happen without those things. So if we're only committing a very small amount of time, a very small amount of our energy, a very small amount of our resources to making it happen, we're probably not really setting ourselves up to create the epic success that we desire. Whereas when we decide, okay, I really want to get that result, like I want to sell my screenplay, I want to make my movie, I want to make massive things happen, and I recognize that's going to take a lot from me and I am all in. I am up for it. I'm going to do everything that I can. I am going to stay up late at night to finish those pages, or I'm going to get up at 4 in the morning. By the way, I totally got up at 4 in the morning when I was writing my script, Bleeding Heart, and I'd had a baby 3 months before. And I was just like, I want to write this script. The only time I could get really with a newborn baby was setting my alarm for 4 o'clock in the morning and getting up and writing the pages. And it's like, are you willing to do those things? Are you going to be disciplined enough, determined enough? Are you going to be dedicated enough, devoted enough to do it, show up when it's hard, when you're tired, when you're rejected? Because that, my friend, is what it takes. So today, I really just wanted to have a bit of real talk with you, because I think sometimes, you know, my whole internal setting is always to be super encouraging and super like, anyone can do this. And I do believe that anyone can. But most people won't. And most people won't, not because they're not capable of it, not because they don't have the talent, not because they're not worthy of it, or any of those kinds of things. But they won't because they don't bring that energy that I'm talking about today, that 4D energy of, I am doing this and I'm all in and I'm going to really go for it. I'm going to really push my chips into this field and give it all I've got. Because if we're playing a half-hearted game, it's not going to cut it. So I hope this has inspired you today. I hope this doesn't make you feel like, oh, really? But instead makes you feel like, yeah, I am ready to raise my game up. I'm ready to raise my level. I'm ready to be honest with myself about where I'm not really showing up, where I am a bit half-hearted. And often our half-heartedness really stems from actually a lack of belief. You know, often if we dig into it and go, well, why am I not devoting that much time to it? It's usually because we don't really believe we can succeed at it. And as long as we believe we can't really succeed at it, we're like, I'm not going to invest that much time or money or energy into it because it probably won't work anyway. And so we've got to look at that honestly and just be like, okay, am I really giving it my all? And if I'm not, is there something lacking in my faith? And can I shift my faith? Can I start telling myself, yeah, it is possible for me? Because friend, it is possible for you. It's possible for you. Whatever you dream of is possible for you. And so if you are dreaming of having that epic screenwriting success, it is possible for you. You got to tell yourself that. You got to know that. You got to trust that. You got to believe in it. And then you got to step up and start acting in a way that would actually make it happen. Because if you're expecting Olympic gold, but you're going for a swim once a week, you're living in a fantasy land. All right, my friends, I hope this has been helpful, inspiring, a little motivational kick in your butt. I want to let you know that if you do want that extra support, if you're ready to go further, really consider joining us in the network. We're going to be having a registration period very soon. And after that, registration is going to be closing for a while. I've decided to just open it a couple times a year. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the time, because we are going to be closing registration soon. The network, if you don't know, is my monthly membership for filmmakers and screenwriters who are serious about success. And in that, you get access to a lot of different courses that will help you at every stage of becoming a professional screenwriter. So from actually perfecting your craft to building your tools and your understanding of the industry to actually getting films made, it's all in there. It's all in the network, all those courses. And beyond that, there's also incredible community and, of course, coaching from me. So if you've been thinking about joining, this is a great time to do it, because as I say, registration, I'm just giving you a heads up, is going to close very soon. So do not wait. You can go check it out at dianebell.com/network. And if it's open, it's open. Lucky you. All right. I hope to see you soon. Have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I know you can listen to so many different podcasts, so it really means the world to me that you chose to listen to this. If you've enjoyed this and you've had any value out of this podcast at all, can I ask a little favor? Could you please share it on social media, or go to wherever you're listening to it and leave a review so that other people can find it? I really, really appreciate it so much. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you the next one. If you want to get in touch at any point, send me a message, support@dianebell.com. And also check out my website, dianebell.com, and see what I'm up to. Hopefully I'll see you in the social medias. Take care, and I'll see you next time.